You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. A World War II pilot who made history over Japan was honored 1 week ago in Shreveport. Commentator Gary Joyner has this profile of retired Colonel Richard E. Cole.
April 18, 1942, saw a major milestone in the Second World War. On that day, the Empire of Japan received a rude awakening as 16 B-25B medium bombers, land-based aircraft, and untested in battle, flew over the Japanese home islands to attack targets in Tokyo, Yokohama, Yokosuka, Nagoya, and Kobe. The raid was led by Lieutenant Colonel James H. Jimmy Doolittle, a famous air racer and test pilot. He led a group of 80 airmen, 52 officers, and 28 enlisted men on what was considered to be a suicide mission. Since the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, the Japanese had run rampant in the Pacific, conquering Malaya, Indochina, Singapore, and the Philippines. They threatened Australia and the American and European holdings all across the Pacific. The west coast of the United States was preparing for an invasion, as was Alaska. The raid was designed to use land-based bombers flying off the deck of an aircraft carrier to get them close enough to attack their targets. Land-based bombers would mean the Japanese had to wonder what secret base the Americans had that could do such a thing. They would be forced to pull much of their resources to protect Japan itself. That is, of course, if the raid succeeded. After the raid, President Franklin Roosevelt was questioned about where they came from, and he responded enigmatically, "Shangri-La," the mythical location in the Himalayas at the center of the novel Lost Horizon. The planes were heavily modified to lighten their weight and to add more fuel. Sensitive equipment, particularly the Norden bomb sights, were removed. The replacements cost about 20 cents per plane. The crews practiced flying off runways that had been painted with an area the exact size of an aircraft carrier's deck. Doolittle piloted the first plane off the deck of the carrier Hornet. His co-pilot was Lieutenant Richard E. Cole, now 98 years old and a retired colonel. According to Colonel Cole, the raid was designed to do two things. One was to let the Japanese people know their leaders were not being truthful with them about being attacked from the air. The other was the president wanted some kind of morale builder because of all the Japanese successes that were taking place in the Pacific. We did that, and we were happy about it. The Tokyo raiders caught the Japanese completely off guard. It was physically impossible to land the planes back on a carrier, so the mission called for them to land in China. Colonel Doolittle believed that he might be court-martialed for not doing more damage. His crew bailed out over Kuzu and were helped by Chinese soldiers and civilians. Other crews were not so lucky. Of the 80 crewmen, 69 evaded capture or death. Two crews were missing and were captured or killed. The raid altered the course of the war. It forced the Japanese to recall their aircraft carriers from the Indian Ocean to serve as protection from other raids. Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto, the planner and leader of the attack on Pearl Harbor, decided to attack the U.S. Navy at Midway in mid-1942. The American victory there began the long push and the long retreat of the Japanese forces that ended with their surrender in 1945. Today, only four of the raiders remain alive. One of those is Colonel Richard Cole, who was honored in Shreveport last week as the raiders were presented with an Omar Bradley Spirit of Independence Award. Heroes still walk among us. Ordinary people that do extraordinary feats against all possible odds. Colonel Cole, your history matters, and it always will.